This recording, England 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods pass from the earth to their home into the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drop increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue.
Hello, I'm from Newcastle. I was born in Benwell. I've moved to Walker when I was 5. I've moved away to work a few times, but I've always moved back. Quite happy here. I think I'll be here the rest of my life. I love it. I'm working in the University of Northumbria at the minute. I've been here 3 years, and I love it. I'm hoping to be here for a long time to come. I went to Scotland for my holidays this year. I went on the East Coast, which isn't very nice, but it was a bargain. It was in the sale. That's the only reason I went. And I'm saving up for my holidays next year because I'm hoping to go to America because I found a cheap one, which was in the sale last year at Easter. So hopefully it'll be in the sale again this year for this Easter. So I haven't got the brochure yet. That comes out in September, but it's still not out yet. I keep going in every week. So hopefully I'll get that soon and I'll get booked up for there. So that'll be a bit better than the East Coast of Scotland. We'll see. In America, it's staying in a place called Old Mystic beside New York, and you go to quite a few places, Boston, Cape Cod, which I've always wanted to go to. It's a tour as well, solid, because I'm not very adventurous and I like to have everything done for us. I don't like to venture out much, especially to America. I've never been abroad before. Furthest I've been is Ireland, which is, I suppose it's abroad, but not very far. So I'm looking forward to that. My daughter is 14-year-old at the minute, and she's just chosen her options at school, and she just chose them, didn't have any advice off anybody, and then she's just suddenly decided that she's going to choose something else. So she's changed it, went to the teacher and says, could I go into art instead of business studies? He says, oh yes, I've got a naughty boy in business studies, I'll swap him and that'd be great. So it's all right for him, he's getting the good one into art, so he's quite happy, but she's had no advice, and I want her to be happy and I want her to do what she likes, and I'm sure she'll enjoy art because it's an easy option. And I think that's what's at the bottom of it, really. Business studies must seem like too much hard work. And I think it's a bit of a shame that she's been able to just change it without any discussion whatsoever.